This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. It is a shout-out Friday if you want to get involved. 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Whoops. You can also hit us up on the Twitch and the YouTube. Corey, I'm going to read you this text from the 817. Dak getting his contract and it being announced by Corey would be an awesome birthday present to me. I'm turning 27 today. I've been listening to y'all since you were on nights. Grew up listening to 105.3 The Fan since I was old enough to actually listen to talk radio. Corey, we have a contract to announce.
That is absolutely true, Kevin.
Would you like to announce it?
Do I do the breaking news thing? Or just, all right, here we go. A 3-year, $72.3 million deal to make Jalen Ramsey the highest paid cornerback in the NFL again with the Dolphins. So there you go.
So no Dak deal just yet.
$24.1 million per year, by the way, Kevin. Woo. So there you go.
Good
that is the
him.
Deal that has been made. And that's another leaf right there, obviously.
Is it?
That's another leaf for Mike McCarthy and another leaf for Dak Prescott.
Will you ask Jerry what leaves he's still working on or still waiting
on? How many leaves are left on those trees, Jerry? Can you, like, what are we doing here with the trees?
We do have Jerry Jones coming up at 10:30. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. If you come on up here, you can sign up. We're going to be giving away a pair of Dallas Cowboys tickets. We've also got some cool Cowboy swag to give away. And that's all fine and well. But more importantly than that, Corey, what else do we have to give away?
Oh, we do have Lucy. We have Lucy passports. We did these all year last year. You can get these autographed and stamped throughout the entire year as we're going to be all over DFW with these. The first 25 passports to give away, Lucy did sign herself. So that is her autograph. We also have Mike Bassick. Prospect autograph cards to give away.
Yeah, Baseball Mike. America's biggest mistake I have right here. Baseball America thought I was going to be a really good player and put me in their 100 card set in 1999 saying this guy, this left-hander.
The eighth prospect in all of baseball that year, too.
Right. Here's what they say. Mike Bassick. I mean, starting off really bad.
Sure.
An intelligent pitcher. Bassick makes up for the lack of velocity. I haven't read this in a while.
Oh, no.
It feels spot on so far.
By locating his fastball and change up well. 6'3", 190 pounds. I lied about my height back then.
Because
I'm like 6'1 and a half. And my weight was 190 then, but not now.
Thanks to soda, I guess.
Well, no, it's
I understand.
I was 20 years old.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I understand that.
By the way, some people think another mistake we made was faking them out on that contract side.
Oh,
of
I'm sorry
Look,
about
we
that.
Will ask
I was
Jerry
telling the truth. I told you the truth.
Jerry's going to tell us.
That's why you got to listen all the way through everything.
True.
You can't
True.
Jump to any conclusions. Kevin, I do want to throw this out real quick.
Okay.
I got shirt, jersey, mini helmet, hat, collectible doll, jersey, fair tickets also to give away.
Are we sure we get to give all those things away today?
I have been told that that stuff on this list is okay. stuff we can give away today.
Okay, gotcha.
And then right here for the tickets, it says the winner will be taken out tonight after the show. So
I think they mean like selected.
So that we can get the tickets.
Not,
is that
no, I think like
taken
they
out.
Selected.
They're going to take them down.
All right.
Hitman Jaime.
The time has arrived. Your official record prediction for the Cowboys 2024 season, 877-881-1053. Also want to hear from you on Twitch, on YouTube. I know Carter's putting a video together that you can find on our social medias and on 1053thefan.com. What say y'all?
I better keep the same prediction I threw on that.
Oh, no. Did you say a BS prediction on the video?
No, I just don't know. But, man, there he is. Like, I should have worn my Duncanville hat today.
That's Duncanville Mike right there.
Duncanville Mike. I said 10-7 on the video, but I still am, like, deciding between 10-7 and 11-6.
Okay.
So I'm not like, oh, I guess I'll go with 10-7, but I can see them winning a couple more games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't – I think it's just going to be a team that fights for a playoff spot, gets in, and then gets out.
Yeah, and that's where the most significant – Kevin, that's what I decided as I was driving in today and listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show. I decided, just hearing you, it's not that they've gotten to the playoffs and that they've had good seasons.
Sure.
It's that they haven't gotten – further into the
sure.
playoffs. That's where the failure for you is. And just a little more of, hey, looking good. If they lost in a second round playoff game and it was an awesome game and both teams just went
like
at
last
it.
Last night.
Yeah.
That was
an awesome game. Awesome game last night. If that's how it went down, you'd be like, dang, man, yeah. the Cowboys really showed out.
Yeah.
But the way they've done it the last few times, they just look puny. And that's what the part where you're like, "What? That's not the team I've seen most of the season." So I get it. Yeah, I'm going to roll out Mike's line, pain. Can I just do that and say that's going to be their record this year?
That's Clubber Lang.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 11-6. I feel like they can win 12, 13 games, but 11 is going to be my prediction because – there is somewhere in between where the Cowboys could falter and fall apart. Based on what I'm hearing out of the locker room, Tyler Smith, there's a Brandon Cooks that I talked to you about yesterday, Kevin. These guys love Dak. They have a lot of support
yeah,
of him.
Jake Ferguson loves
Dak. They love this guy, and I think they're going to be full support. Do they love Mike McCarthy the same way, and are they going to fight for him the same way?
That's a good question. I don't know. From the 214, Cowboys will finish the season 6-11. Mike McCarthy fired midseason. I would be really surprised if he got fired midseason. If you tell me they're going to move on from him at the end of the season, that would not be shocking at all. But if they axed him in the middle of the season, I'd be pretty surprised. From the 214, 8-9. From the 817, going to say probably another 12-5 season lose in the second round. From the 254, 11-6 out in the first round. From the 469, 12-5. From the 325, 8-9. And from the 817, 11-6, back-to-back NFC champs, baby.
For the first time since we were born.
In 20 years.
Right.
And then they lose in the first round. So, see, like, I think that's – it's weird because if you say 11-6, sometimes
– sounds down.
Yeah, well, or people will either criticize you for not being positive enough because that's a step down, or that you're too positive because this team clearly isn't as good.
This is a tough schedule this year,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and if you say, like, they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs, oh, you're a hater. If you say they get past, oh, you're homer. You just think they're
going to win. I just got to go with what I believe,
yeah.
what I think about this team. I know they have a tough schedule. I think there are some really good qualities. I still think there are some holes on it, things that need to be shored up about their defense and even their offense. But I think they're good enough to get that done. This is going to be a tough schedule, though, to get through, especially, Kevin, that slate that you asked about yesterday.
Yeah, the five games.
Yeah, there's a stretch where it's just very difficult to get to see a lot of wins there.
Vegas has set the Cowboys Super Bowl odds at 18-1, winning the NFC Championship at 10-1.
And then they're about a minus 200 to make the playoffs. So that means there's about a 67% probability that Vegas thinks that they're going to make the playoffs. So those are kind of some of the big picture things that we're looking at as we get a lot of these
I will
records.
Tell you what, real quick, they haven't made the playoffs in 4 years in forever, right? Like, I can't remember the last time they went 4 years in a row making the playoffs.
You still have to go back to the 97,
they missed the playoffs, so I'm going to assume.
91 through 96, right? They made it 6 straight years, but that's where we're at, pretty much.
Yeah. Let's do it again, then.
Okay, deal.
All right.
Absolutely deal.
Fine with me.
From the 817, 14-3 Super Bowl champs. From the 212, 9-8 missed the postseason. And that's kind of, and those came in back-to-back. That's why I wanted to read them back-to-back. It seems like, I don't know, I would honestly listen to anywhere between 7-10 and 11-6 as like pretty viable records for the regular season.
And you know what? If they do finish up 9-8 and miss the postseason, then that is means for a reset of the team. That it means for changing some things around and looking at some new avenues to get there.
Which I guess is part of the reason I don't totally understand the ongoing discussions about Dak's contract. I know we can get into that with Jerry, but I don't totally understand that if they're like, hey, it's on the line for Dak as well. But if you make the deal, then like, not really.
You're just going to be changing some other things, some perimeter stuff.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm excited to see what kind of feedback we get here. It has happened for 34 straight NFL seasons. So who will be the new four playoff teams at least this year? We'll talk about it next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, off Lemon on 105.3 The Fan.
Good fake down the middle.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, off of Lemon. Hope you come and see us today. Now, for the last 34 seasons, at least four new teams have qualified for the playoffs every single season.
All right.
So, I mean, that is obviously a very well-entrenched trend. Last year, it was six new teams. So it's been at least four for the last 34 years. And then when you see the playoffs expanding out, obviously, as we've seen the last couple of years, a little bit more, it feels more and more likely that that trend could potentially keep up. So what I wanted to pick y'all's brains about is, if you had to pick at least four, who do you think would be the four new playoff teams this year?
All right, I'm getting rid of Tampa Bay this year.
Okay.
There's going to be no candidate from the NFC South. We're just going to eliminate them altogether.
What? They get a team?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to move on. I'll replace Tampa. I think their division winner will be Atlanta this year.
I agree.
I predicted that last year, too. It, but I said it was going to still be a bad record. They would probably be in without like
so
a winning
record.
Close.
They didn't want a Bijan.
They almost got there. So I'm taking out Tampa Bay and replacing with the Atlanta Falcons. That's my first one.
I like that one.
Oh, you want me to go next?
Yeah, you can take on the next team.
Okay, I think this is pretty easy here, except for injury worries me. Is I'm going to put in the Cincinnati Bengals and take out the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Cincinnati Bengals, that one makes sense to me. I think I would probably go along with that as well.
Joe Burrow stays healthy all season. That's real.
I was surprised they actually went 9-8 last year.
Which is also really impressive.
Because Burrow, I don't know, what did he miss? It felt like 8 to 10 games. Did he miss more than that? Maybe it was less. I don't know. But like 9-8, I'm like, oh, gosh, and they dealt with a lot of crap. So I'll put them in. I think they get to 10 wins or more easy.
From the 972, Bears, Bengals, Jets, and Washington. From the 214, Chargers, Jets, Bears, and Falcons. And from the 682, Jets, Raiders, Falcons, and Bears. And so you started to see, like, the Bears have popped up in here. The Jets have popped up in here. I think both of those are viable contenders to move into the playoffs this year. Go ahead.
I have a question. Do you find that the best division usually has three teams in it, or the worst division has two teams in it? Does that make sense? Like, the Cowboys have had two weak teams, and you're pretty consistent going Philly is going to be there, Dallas is going to be there. But, like, with the AFC East, you have three teams that are viable for it. But then I look down at the AFC South. Those teams, you got maybe the Colts and Texans could both be in that thing because maybe the other two teams aren't that good.
One of the things.
Why do you think Jacksonville? Because I'm picking Jacksonville to make the playoffs.
Okay.
I think it's fourth year for Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying they're going to win 12 or 14 games, but why do you think they're going to be bad?
I need to see them be good. If I see them be good, then I might have a different thought about them. The Colts are a pretty good team, and I feel like the Texans are coming back around, swinging back through this year and doing it again. Kevin.
You guys want to go to your next
selection? Oh, yeah,
selection.
We can do that. I'll kill Pittsburgh.
That's easy.
I'll kill Pittsburgh, and I'll replace that with the Jets.
By the way, did you already see they're like, hey, we're monitoring Russell Wilson's hamstring.
Oh, his hamstring?
Leading into the game. I almost said Westbrook. Leading into the game, I was like, well, that's probably not what you want.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Pittsburgh, and I will replace the mic. Do you agree with the Jets on that, or do you?
I think we're picking two teams that have phenomenal quarterbacks. One. Well, both of them very injury-prone, and at this point in his career, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow's just been injury-prone a lot of his career. But if those guys are healthy, you would expect Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow to make the playoffs.
Yeah. And then do you want another team, or I have another one I can throw out here?
Well, I was going to put in Jacksonville.
Okay.
But I understand that. I think it's going to be tough. I think picking between the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Colts, I don't see Tennessee doing anything. That's my opinion.
They can surprise us.
But I do think those three teams, I mean, if you look at 10-7, 9-8, 9-8, I think that it will be similar,
okay,
except maybe with 11-6 being the division winner.
Can I ask you a question about that? Do you think that the Texans are going to plateau or backslide? Because I hear what you're saying about how close they were, but they were very much going in opposite directions last season. Like, the Texans were skyrocketing up and the Jaguars were slipping down.
Yes, but the Jaguars didn't slip down because of age. If it was, let's just take I'm just going to use the Cowboys, for example, the 2000 Dallas Cowboys. You knew it was because of age.
Sure.
Troy's body was jacked up. Emmett was getting older and not the same anymore. Talent was going down, and they were just getting old.
So yeah.
They're going downhill because they're too old to compete. I don't think Jacksonville is dealing with, gosh, we just got old. I think that they, like, they got confused, and they did lose a lot of confidence. But they do have a lot of young players. I don't think they're built off of a lot of veterans, but, you know, then my question would be, are they more veteran than the Texans and the Colts, where down the stretch, will have they learned their lesson? There's a lot more pressure on Houston.
I agree.
All of a sudden, Houston had no pressure last year. They're probably going to win 4 or 5 games, and you come out of nowhere. Now everybody's like, watch out for Houston. That does put pressure on you to repeat as the division title and probably need to play better than 10-7, or people are going to be like, what's wrong with Houston?
Kevin, my last team, this is going to be a surprise wild card situation here.
Oh.
I'm replacing the Rams with the Bears.
I like that.
I do too.
And that means 3 from the NFC North. And that's kind of wild, especially considering you kind of thought the Vikings would have that opportunity to be back in it too, but they kind of fall apart here, I think, with Sam Darnold. So I'll throw the Bears in there and take out the Rams. That's the most likely to me. If Jared Sandler is right, which he's right a lot of times, then Green Bay, he was concerned that Green Bay is going to take a dip. So I'm keeping an eye. I'm monitoring that situation.
Green Bay and Houston are really interesting because when you mentioned Houston, I immediately thought of the NFC counterpart Green Bay as, man, it sure does feel like a lot of pressure got heaped on them really quickly. And if they slide at all, then you'll be like, you'll definitely hear the overreactions of, or maybe it's not overreaction of, did we give Jordan Love and CJ Stroud too much too soon?
Yeah,
and
he's getting a lot of love right now.
So if both of them backslide, then I think that's probably what you're going to hear.
I'll tell you what, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas right now, and we already have 10 people here, and it's not even 10:30 yet. Guys,
They're not even open yet.
Guys are sipping on the Miller Lights.
Get your Miller Lights, drinking them, and Coors Lights.
And, I mean, the Mike Bassick prospect cards are just hotcakes right now. I can't make enough of them.
All right, well, coming up next, we will talk with the Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Alec, are we ready to go? Okay, we do not have Jerry
hey,
Jones.
That's direct.
Just quite yet. I appreciate it. I like directness. But in the meantime, it is also a shout-out Friday. I already got a bunch of fun shout-outs coming in from the 903. My husband, Sam, is a Tolo and turns 31 today. Wanted to wish him a happy birthday through his favorite radio station, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much for listening, and happy birthday to Sam. That is fantastic.
Are we doing shout-out Friday then? Is that what you're saying, Kevin?
Yes.
Man, I appreciate that. I like shout-out Friday. Not shout
Do you
out
have
Thursday.
A shout-out then?
Not shout-out Saturday. Hey, shout-out Friday,
I'm
baby.
Down to 2 prospect cards of Mike Bassick.
All right, we got Jerry ready to roll right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry Jones, good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Man, it's good to be on and good to be here the day before game day, or the 2 days before game day. But it's good to be on with you.
Absolutely. Last night, the Thursday night football game got decided by a toe.
By a toenail.
Today, the NFL is in Brazil, and then y'all start up on Sunday. How exciting is this time, not only in terms of the competitiveness, but when you see the expansion of the league?
Well, I, of course, always keep in mind Friday night football for our high school, but these are exceptions that we're working with here, and so I thought it was a great game to kick the season off. My goodness, what a display! And of course, we got to go play those guys up in Baltimore. That's going to be a tough draw, but I just thought the game was outstanding and really gave a great presentation of what the league and what pro football is all about today. And of course, excited about Brazil. You know, Brazil is, of course, always been a fascinating place, very fascinating for me. You know, Brazil started about the same time the United States began, and you know the difference between Brazil and the United States?
I don't.
The credit system. The United States fundamentally, very early on, started selling houses and cars on payments. And Brazil didn't inject that into their economy until just of late. And I've always thought that was an interesting difference between the two. Brazil has such a great country by size and population and really about the similar makeup to the United States. But we have always done so much better than they have, and it has everything to do with Hamilton and that group and our credit system.
Now, we love talking to you, Jerry, for a variety of reasons. One of them is that story, but also the insight that you give us on NFL matters. I'm curious your thoughts about the Disney, ESPN, DirecTV dispute. A lot of people are concerned about missing out on Monday Night Football. Do you see an end to that coming up soon?
Well, I don't know that I do. It's gone on lengthy as these things go for a lengthy period of time. But I do understand that this shuffling that we're seeing in the presentation of sport has really had some adjusting to make. I think that's the best way to say it. And it does ultimately impact the viewers dramatically. And has everything today to do with the revenue sharing and the revenue allocation that goes on with the different ways the different types of network presentations are structured. So anyway, that's a mouthful, but I hope that it doesn't displace viewers of the NFL along at all, and to the extent that they can find alternative ways to watch these games. I know that we can. I don't know of anybody that's boxed out if they know how to work through the maze of finding out how to find that game, an NFL game on television.
Now, talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I had one more quick league-based question for you. In the last 24 to 48 hours, Rael Antin, the vice president of content for the Washington Commanders, was suspended and then fired because, among other things, he mocked the commissioner and then mentioned you as the person who really runs the NFL. And then he said that, quote, you hate gay and black people. What did you think about that statement and the NFL firing that person?
I dismissed it immediately. Didn't even think about it. Seriously. It's so off base and wrong, so I didn't give it any more thought at all. And I hope no one does, because it's ludicrous.
Jerry, Dak said he wants to be here. I saw him yesterday say he wants to be here, and he wants to win one here because winning it here would be different than winning a Super Bowl anywhere else. Why do you think that winning a Super Bowl in Dallas would be different than anywhere else?
Well, I think that Dak is looking at it from the perspective of his career and his tenure, and he's invested so much in what we're about, what we can be, and I completely understand that statement. I'm proud he feels that way, and I want that to come true.
Have you spoken to Dak's representatives lately, and are y'all far enough along to have discussed specific annual salary?
I won't be discussing anything at all about Dak's business or contract at this particular time.
Okay, and with the state of McCarthy and Dak's contracts, do you feel like you're kind of sending a message to the team and to them to be on high alert? And how do you expect them to respond?
Again, I want to include Mike point I'm making is I don't think any good purpose can be for discussing those agreements. And I will say this, I couldn't be more satisfied with either one of them at all. And so that's not the issue.
Jerry, last night you had the new kickoff rule take effect in the first ever game, and both teams decided just kick it out of the end zone and let them have it at the 30. And I guess as a fan, we thought the new rule would have kickoffs where there would be a lot of returns, and literally, as far as I can recall, there were zero returns last night. Both teams decided kick it out of the end zone, take it at the 30. Do you feel like most every team's just going to do that? Even though it looks weird and we were looking forward to it, it's just going to be like, just you got a big leg, make them take it at the 30.
That's a fair question, since that was what we saw last night. I think there will be a lot more in-play kickoffs, let's put it like that, where you've got the tackling and the return part of it. But that sure last night was the case. It's a weapon. It's a way to have some offense on kickoff that was not there, in my view. But that, I don't believe, will be the case. It could be the majority of the case, but strategically, it allows you, if you choose to basically, on either side of the ball, create some game that involves both defense and offense. So let's see how this thing plays out. But that certainly, though, was notable that we didn't get a ball in play during the kickoff.
You know, Micah Parsons has talked all offseason, especially these last few weeks, about his opportunity to become a better leader for the team. We all know how good he has been on the field, but have you seen the opportunity for Micah to become a better leader, and do you think he can become the leader that this defense needs him to be?
Well, I certainly think anytime you have the ability and the performance to back it up that Micah has had so far, that you've got the makings of a great leader on the field. And that's a very big-time prerequisite to really leading, is to walk the talk. And so I think that he's got all the potential in the world to be outstanding. He's so mentally with it. He's extraordinarily sharp. And so I think all of that lends itself. He's got great people skills. He's got a personality that goes with his, if you will, his skill set, his aggressiveness of playing the game. I think all of that makes quite a package. And what I'm also impressed about it is how hard he works as a young man, a young player, to take advantage of his gifts. So I think he can be an outstanding leader for not only the defense but for the team.
Hey, Jerry, when you're looking at like a CeeDee Lamb contract, and you're like, whoo, $34 million a year, and you're looking at like the future with Micah and even all your other players as you sign up with them, what is the expectation once they've put ink to paper? What is the expectation from you, whether it's productivity or leadership? What do you expect out of those players once they've signed that kind of deal?
Well, you have to have extraordinary performance to make it work, because when you've allocated that percentage of your total resources to the winning of the football games and having the team you want to have, when you've done that, then you've got to be very judicious as to how you do it, when you do it, and so that you can get the supporting cast around it. The more players in any sport that you have on a field at the same time, the more numbers that are required to contribute. And you've got to watch having your soft spots be too soft. That is, for whatever the reason, maybe it's the youth and experience of a player, maybe it's the level of talent at this point in their career, maybe it's availability from standpoint of injury, but nobody has it out there all at the same time just perfect. And that's what makes the game so great. And what you have to do is, when you've got outstanding players like the ones that you've mentioned right there, you have to have a plan in place. You have to think about it, and you really do need to husband every cent you can keep. Because what goes to one player doesn't can't go to the next player, and you have a limit as to how much you can go. It's like if you were in college and every team has 60 scholarships, but you could use 5 scholarships on one player, or you could use one on a player. How you allocate that's part of the challenge, and I look forward to the future with it. I think we've got the greatest game in the world.
What are the expectations? We're all pretty high on Tyler Guyton sliding in at left tackle, first-round pick this year. I'm curious, your expectations there kind of juxtaposed with the expectations for Mozzie Smith, who, if I was disappointed in his performance last year, and I'm curious your expectations for Mozzie this year as well.
Well, I think that Mozzie Smith has had an outstanding offseason and really had an outstanding camp, and the expectation for Ozzie, the plan for him to contribute to our defense is sound and fits him, really fits him good. And you can expect improvement in defensive linemen more than likely. I remember I was told, I didn't talk to him direct, but Tom Landry, the great coach of the Cowboys, said don't ever pass judgment on a defensive lineman until their third year. See what you've got. It takes that kind of evolving sometimes. So I'm excited about what Mozzie's going to bring to the table this year, and think that we'll be warranted with the decision we made to have him come home. I'll tell you what, Guyton, Cooper Beebe, those are young guys. It's a little bit iffy to talk about two rookies, one rookie stepping up against the likes of who they're going to be playing Sunday. But the bottom line is that these guys are really uniquely ready to go for these games, and they'll get better as we go along. But the more important thing is I'm excited about our two rookies, and I'm excited about the depth that some of the younger players in the offensive line. I think the offensive line is one of our strengths.
Jerry, I think a lot of people agree with that. We go through all these websites, and they like a lot of your groups, but it's been consistent. Every website we go to says the Cowboys have the worst running back group in the NFL. Why would you disagree with that?
Well, I think that start with, if you disagree with Elliott, then you've got a head start on disagreeing with the group. Would you give me that?
Okay.
And so I think that I have a higher picture of what Elliott can bring to the table. I think that what he did in New England last year was a higher caliber of performance than he's given credit for. I know from experience that it's extremely, extremely difficult to evaluate the time when a player has, if you will, diminished because of the numbers of carries that he's made. And so I'm excited about having Ezekiel Elliott. I think we had a wonderful opportunity because of his love for the Cowboys and because of our feeling about him as a team player. I think this gave us an opportunity to have Ezekiel Elliott out here when it might not have worked other places. I'm excited about where we're going there. I like Rico that's in there behind him. And, boy, he's a volatile runner. And he'll get snaps. Everybody that follows this stuff knows it takes more than one running back to make it go. I think Elliott gives us an edge on short yardage. And, of course, we're all excited about seeing Deuce Vaughn use his unique skills and the right kinds of situations all over the offense. Don't cut out, though, our fullback, Hunter Lupka. I'm telling you, he's a football player, and he can run the ball, too.
All right, Jerry, before we let you go here, we are on tour again. We'll be out every Friday as we do these conversations with you, courtesy of Miller Lite for sending us out and about. All of our Tolos are sitting here hanging out. And how many individual Miller Lite should each one of our Tolos be drinking throughout the day?
Well, I'll tell you this. You've got to have one to start the morning before you brush your teeth.
Yep.
And then certainly you need one for breakfast.
And that's what I
want to be one mid-morning bracer. And then it's real good to be ready to go with that big lunch and go from there.
There
now, we're
go.
Smiling. I know this. You've got the most valuable player sitting there when it comes to beer and comes to a partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We've never had another beverage, alcoholic beverage, we've never had another beer that have associated with the Dallas Cowboys. So we're excited about Miller being out there with you today.
And we're all excited about the season. Thank you very much for the time, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones, suggesting that all the Tolos have what I counted was at least four adult beverages, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Well, he said go from there after lunch, Kevin.
Sure.
That could mean you fill up and then you get to reboot the day. So
we will see how it goes. In the meantime, we have another football thing that we really need to talk about. Can you give me some of that cut number 9? Because last night's game was awesome.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Baltimore! Likely! Back of the end zone. And a leap holds it down.
Early on the field was a touchdown. The ruling of touchdown.
He caught it. Were his feet in. Oh, one was, and the toe of the other looks like it's on the chalk.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
The Chiefs have won it 27-20, and they hold on, and they win in a dramatic way.
That game was tremendous. I will admit...
The new old Dion cleats didn't work.
Yes. I will admit, Mike, I was disappointed it wasn't a touchdown just because immediately... First of all, Likely had a really good game. But immediately, John Harbaugh fired up the two. And I wondered that the entire drive. And so I wanted to see it 27-26 with a two-point conversion. I understand we have at least two gamblers here who did not want that to happen, but from a strictly I had nothing on the line standpoint, I thought that was a touchdown in real time. Clearly, I saw on the replay why it was not. That game was tremendous, and that ending was holy moly.
I am getting used to, Kevin, again, staying up that late and then getting up as early as I do. But I was sitting there going, all right, this thing needs to end right now. I was hoping it would, and it did. But then when I saw that play, I instantly was like, oh, man, this is awesome. This is great because it was such a fun game throughout the night.
It really was.
I mean, you had explosive offensive plays both in the running game and in the passing game. Mahomes looks like he's in form right now. Like his connection with Worthy
sort of
and Rice,
Worthy, man.
Noah Gray, all those guys except for Travis Kelce. It'd be nice if he helped my fantasy team out and got some points there. But yeah, but even still, man, like it was a fun game. So for it to end the way that it did, it sucks for the Ravens because now it's still in their head, man. They can't beat this team. They can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's got to be – it is a wall for them. And Lamar Jackson, who played a reasonably good game as a running quarterback, he wasn't a great passer last night. There were plenty of times.
Not that pass. It was the pass before that it was wide open. Yeah, it was wide open.
But even still, man, to open up the season, the past few years now, opening up the season has been awesome. It's been a lot of fun games.
Those two quarterbacks are so fun to watch for different reasons.
Yeah,
I could watch Patrick Mahomes play every day the rest of my life and be satisfied. Lamar Jackson is interesting because he is really fun, but it was week one, but man, does he miss some guys. You know, you see his flaws. He's a great quarterback, sure. MVP, but you definitely in these big games, you see the flaws that I think it's too extreme where like Bobby Belt is on Lamar Jackson, but you see that he is at best an average passer.
Well, and also when it comes to that those drives to win the game, a lot of, like the Mahomes, you know, he's making big time throws.
Right.
Lamar Jackson, his bread and butter is take off running, and that's not going to win in those moments, I don't think.
You know what's interesting is I saw both aspects that make him phenomenal and then kind of pull him back to the pack from a passing performance on that last drive because he also made a double move when his offensive line collapsed him to get a completion to really move the drive down the field. And then if you look at the next to last play when he misses a wide open Zay Flowers, you saw kind of both ends of the spectrum in terms of That's amazing, and you got to make that pass right there. Did you hear Mahomes at all in the post game?
No.
The advice to Isaiah or to Likely?
Oh, no.
Wear white cleats instead?
Oh, sure. That actually is really good advice. But I liked it. He immediately was talking about the Ravens. He goes, look, that's a really good team. Obviously, they're going to be in the playoffs. And, like, when you watch that game, having not seen any other NFL team playing for real just quite yet, it did look like both of those teams are probably playoff bound. Surely the Chiefs.
And they'll likely lose on the road to the Chiefs.
I can see that.
They lost this game to open the season.
Mahomes brought up home field advantage. He was like, look, we have a long way to go. That's a really good team. They're going to make the playoffs. Hopefully this will give us an edge in terms of home field advantage.
Yeah, it was a really fun game to start the season off with, because you are watching out of the last three MVPs, out of the last 6 years, those guys have four of them. The only other guy that has any is Aaron Rodgers, has the other two. And so you were watching two of the best in the NFL. And it was a little bit sloppy, but you know week one's going to be sloppy, and week two is going to kind of be sloppy too, because nobody plays preseason football. So there are a couple times, look, I'm biased to Patrick Mahomes. He threw great passes to the running backs out of the backfield, and they just dropped them.
Dude, that throw to Worthy. Did you see his face on the slow-mo of that whenever he made, like, he saw Worthy wide open? He sees him, and he's like, what? Are you kidding? You can see on his face, he's on. He's not supposed. Okay, touchdown.
I think my most impressed play of Patrick Mahomes of the night, though, was, I mean, he had some really spectacular passes. It was the deflected pass that he had to go up and go between two Ravens defenders who were like, I want to get that ball.
Didn't Lamar do that during the playoff game last year?
Am I correct about that? Was that with like 2:13 to go, and that got it down to the 2-minute warning?
Yeah, I think so.
And then they could punt too.
Yeah, so if you think about where you were clockwise, there would have been another play or two for Baltimore. If he bats that down or it's incomplete, that leaves an extra, I'm trying to remember the game in my head, like
right
around 13 seconds, and they didn't have a timeout left. It ran down to the 2-minute warning, so that was actually a play where it ran extra time off the clock by him grabbing that ball.
What did you think, by the way, of the punt god last night, Matt Araiza doing his thing?
Look, I think it's exciting that he gets a chance after make-believe allegations. By the way, John Harbaugh or whoever and Lamar Jackson, they need to get on the same page, because you also would have had another play if they would have decided, hey, you don't know the play, I don't know the play, spike the ball. Because they had two different occasions.
Instead of calling that timeout?
Not even the timeout one, where they just sat there for 8 to 9 seconds. And I'm like, you don't know it. Spike the ball.
Did you guys know that an assistant coach can't call a timeout? I had no clue of that rule. And then, why am I drawing a blank? The defense.
Spagnuolo
sprints down and calls a timeout. And then I didn't know the rules, because the rule guy came on. Like, assistant coaches are not allowed to call timeouts. It has to come from the head coach on the sidelines. Like, I didn't know that, and I didn't know because Andy Reid can't run down there. He's older and bigger, and he can't. I mean, I got my Duncanville guys here. Our head coach at Duncanville can't move at all. Like, he does have the assistant coaches run down to call timeouts, but I didn't know that was illegal in the NFL.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 469. Shout-out to the teachers every Friday weekend. Yeah! My wife would always tell me how exhausted she was Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Coming up next, we are live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.